we started out just jamming, but we happy to step it up a couple notches, and everybody's got tons of songs here, and we're going to be recording and writing for years to come.
After moving from churches to clubs to festival stages, Robert Randolph and the family band decided to take another step forward as songwriters. This is Take 5 from WFUV. I'm Rita Houston. The pedal steel guitar might make you think of Hawaiian music or classic country tunes, but it was in church that a teenaged Robert Randolph first experienced the instrument, and his life, and our ears, haven't been the same since. With the family band, Robert quickly earned a reputation for a live show that's as searing as it is spiritual, combining those gospel roots with serious guitar chops. There's plenty of groove, too, but a rut is something Robert Randolph wants to avoid. Working with T-Bone Burnett on a forthcoming project is one way to do that, and in 2006, when Robert and the family band released the album Colorblind, I found out how his influences and knack for surprising people play a role as well. You call the album Colorblind. Give us a little bit of what you were thinking with that title.
I'm not really sure.
Well, if you don't know,
I got to come up with something soon, because everybody keep asking me. I just say, I don't know.
You know, I mean, it has its own meaning, but yeah. Was there, you know, did it come from something specific?
Nah, you just think about the music and how we just want to appeal to so many different people. A lot of times you look at a band, you look at MTV and before, you know, you see the band. Like, most of the time we walk on stage, people think they're about to see a hip-hop show. That's what people think, so.
You like that, though. You like that surprising people, don't you?
Yeah, because then you just turn the guitars up and play really loud and try to play as good as we can do.
Inspirations. I mean, we all have those favorite records that we look up to and go like, now that's an album. What are some of those classic records for you, Robert?
Axis is Bold as Love, mm-hmm. Brother Jimi Hendrix, Crash, Dave Matthews Band, Off the Wall, Michael Jackson, Thriller, Michael Jackson, lot of great records.
Were some of those records inspiring to you as you were working on your new one?
Yeah, a lot of those, you know, Zeppelin and Hendrix. Then we got some great gospel records, too. You know, Hezekiah Walker and the Winans, you know, some of those groups. I don't know if none of y'all out there know that stuff. That's that down-home gospel stuff. So a lot of that stuff was instrumental in this. You know, we wanted to get, you know, love, spirituality, and kind of James Brown, Pastor P's kind of vibe. And, but with guitars, Axis Bold as Love by Hendrix. So that's what we kind of wanted to get all those pieces and come up with our own pie.
They got loose.
They got love in Baton Rouge.
We got wild and Bonnaroo.
And tonight we can't with you. Been in London,
been to Spain,
all the parties where we sing.
Been to Memphis,
been to Maine.
Heavy where we play.
Robert Randolph and the family band performing a song called Homecoming, live at WFUV. To hear the complete interview and more, visit our archives at WFUV.org.